Dr. Rodeo, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the injuries that happen to the upper body in football games?
Now, Jeff, we see common acute injuries to the acromioclavicular joint, sprain in the shoulder. We also see injuries, like dislocations where you can tear the labrum in the shoulder. Overuse injuries also common. You see in throwers kind of overuse tendonitis from people doing a lot of throwing or quarterbacks and things.
What are some of the things that they can do to strengthen those throwing muscles during the week of practice or even the offseason?
Yeah, a comprehensive strengthening program is really critical. And, to throw a football or a baseball or any other ball, it's not just the rotator cuff. It's all the muscles around your whole upper body, your upper back, your muscles around your shoulder blade, chest wall, your core, in addition to the muscles just of the rotator cuff. So really a comprehensive strengthening program is the best way to prevent injuries.
From the quarterback position, you see a lot of times when these quarterbacks are hit and they're thrown to the ground, when you see a collarbone or a clavicle injury, how difficult are those to heal and how long does it usually take?
Yeah, clavicle fractures can take up to 8 weeks to heal. If there's minimal displacement, they can be treated without surgery, but they take some time to heal. Another common injury is the sprain of the acromioclavicular joint. Sometimes those are 1 or 2 week injuries. Sometimes they can be 4 weeks or more.